So yesterday we were getting our scare on, was working, and all of a sudden Kitty and our afternoon guy Jesse Guerin said, come look at this. What is it? Came over, and Jesse was sharing pictures of a knight wandering around in a graveyard, I believe in upstate New York, perhaps?
More downstate New York.
Downstate New York, somewhere in New York, where he had a picture of a ghost.
Well, because there's a picture of, like, just the gravestone, and it's a clear night. And then the very next picture has all these wispy images, and if you look close, you can see, like, a rib cage and an eye.
I don't know. I mean, so they were going on, and then I just walked
fascinating.
Away.
Fascinating.
Then they pulled out a Ouija board yesterday,
no,
and
didn't.
I got away from that. But, Kitty, there's a survey that says 1 out of 3 men and 1 out of 5 women say they've lived in a haunted house at some point in their lives. Have you ever felt like you were? You actually have a story that always makes me think, like, I could not do that, but you seem to not have a problem. Your childhood bedroom.
My childhood bedroom, it was the only room in our house that didn't have the natural woodwork. It was painted over. And I was like, well, why is the woodwork painted over only in my bedroom? Oh, there was a fire in there and a man died.
But you always said it didn't seem to really bother
you.
There
was no ghost. I mean, he was old. He died of smoke inhalation. He shouldn't have been smoking in bed. I mean, there was no ghost. I mean, it was just like a memory of someone dying. I didn't know the dude. It was before our parents bought the house.
But I mean, was your bed in the same place where his bed was?
How would I have known that? I don't know. But it didn't scare me because I think I found out about it after I'd been sleeping there for probably years before I found that story out. So I didn't care, but I would freak up my friends out with it. They thought that was pretty horrifying.
I'm scared of it.
And when my family moved into the house, which is probably about, I think it was 8 years before I was born, supposedly they felt the presence of someone in the house.
That guy!
Upstairs.
Jones in for another cigarette.
But when his wife passed away, she was in a nursing home, then they didn't feel that anymore. So he was... They said he was, like, wandering around, perhaps looking for his mate. And then when they were together, then it was okay. But the thing I thought was weird is I thought there might have been a ghost of a dog living in our attic.
That was just squirrels that probably got through a hole in the roof.
That's exactly what my mother said. But do squirrels spin around in a circle before they lie down like dogs do? No, they do not.
Do you see what we're dealing with here, people?
That's what was happening.
She was creeped out because there were some squirrels in her attic, yet someone died in her bedroom, and she was totally fine with that.
Well, why would there be a dog in the attic? Come on, tell me that's not scary. Because it was turning around like dogs do before they lie down to sleep.
I believe in our...
Squirrels, uh-uh.
I'll say this much. There's definitely bats in your belfry. And I'm not much right now. 752 at 105.5.
That's what my mom said.